Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, last call for our last 5 minutes this morning. Time now for a call in to toast Freddy's Bar in Brooklyn, perhaps the most public casualty in the eminent domain case used by the Atlantic Yards development, a regular base of operations in the fight against Ratner and the city. The bar is closing its doors, located in the footprint of the development, for the last time today. Over its 70 years of existence, Freddy's ran the gamut from a fire and police watering hole to artist and activist haven. Born as a private drinking club, its initial public offering was a bar called Henderson's, which became Freddy's in honor of Freddy Chatterton, a police officer who bought the building in the 1970s. Depending on the night, the backroom performance space hosted everything from opera to bluegrass, and once even the rock band Blue Oyster Cult at the tail end of their career. Word is that Freddy's will reopen again somewhere else in Brooklyn, but for now, let's all raise our glasses and toast the Brooklyn icon one final time. We've talked about the politics of Atlantic Yards and debated eminent domain on this show many times, but now let's just take a moment to remember this local icon of a bar. Please, no bemoaning, only celebrating a bar that David Sheets, Freddy's unofficial resident historian, who we heard quoted earlier in the reunion piece, called an extension of my house. So give us a call with a fond memory or a final thought to pour one out for Freddy's. Everyone should start with, "I'd like to propose a toast," and we'll go from there. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. David in Flatbush, you're on WNYC. Hey, David.
Hi. I'd like to propose a toast to Freddy's Bar backroom and basement for their support of the local artists. In 2000, Donald O'Finn graciously provided me his keys to the bar for the purpose of writing fiction in the basement. And just in time, I've completed my first novel.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Aaron in Brooklyn.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. I'd like to propose a toast to Freddy's, taking my inspiration from another famous last stand against overwhelming odds. Go, stranger. Tell them throughout Brooklyn that here we lie, according to their sacred law.
Chris in Glen Ridge.
Hey, I'd like to propose a toast to Freddy's. I used to live right across the street, and the Brooklyn Academy of Music is right down the road from there. To me, it was probably a cultural equivalent for the neighborhood, and it's going to be sorely missed.
Thanks a lot. Daniel from The Footprint on our Facebook page, he proposes a toast that says, "Blue poured my drinks. Don's vids were outrageous. Perfect wallpaper for a bar that is ageless. They bought me out. They bought the whole town. When you reopen somewhere, I'll buy the first round." Brett in Williamsburg, you got a toast for Freddy's?
Yes, I'd like to propose a toast to their wonderful bartender who let me cut off my mullet there one evening.
Right in the bar?
Yeah, we asked him for a pair of scissors, and he was like, "What do you need scissors for?" And we're like, "We're going to cut my mullet off." And he's like, "Oh, there you go. Do it here."
As long as you didn't get it in the beer, Brett.
Oh, please, of course not.
Thanks for the call. Peter in Park Slope, you proposing a toast to Freddy's?
Yes, I am. I'm proposing a toast. Here's to the grin, here's to the gin, and here's to Donald O'Finn. He's the owner.
Thanks so much. Mikey, on our comments page, I'd like to propose a toast to Freddy's for being a supportive home to Brooklyn's country, bluegrass, folk, and Americana communities. I'll miss walking to gigs there and doubly miss the bizarre video mashups constantly on the TVs. Thanks for the good time, Freddy's. See you at the new location. Beth in Bushwick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Beth.
Hi, I'd like to toast the frozen turkey I won during a game show one night. My husband appreciated it very much.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the question that you won on?
I do not, and I have to go to work. So thank you. Bye, Freddy's.
And bye, Beth. Thank you very much. I don't know. Maybe it's appropriate that in a bar she answered correctly a quiz question to win a prize and doesn't remember it. Matthew in Brooklyn, you have a toast for Freddy's?
Yes, I propose a toast to Freddy for all the good memories, and may he temporarily rest in peace until the next chapter.
Thank you very much. Some of the others coming in on our comments page. Ross from Dean Street. I'd like to propose a toast to my bar, a family, and to the back room, where pushing through the swinging doors, one should be ready for a surprise. And from Nicole in Prospect Heights, I propose a toast to Freddy's, the loveliest dive there ever was. You have served me late night and dirty in my mid-20s, and more recently, late afternoon and civilized in my mid-30s. I ride my bike by you on my way home, and every day, and sigh a sigh of bittersweet sadness and loss. Thanks for the great times, friendly staff, incredible music, live and canned, and Brooklyn spirit. And Jim's toast, I propose a toast to the bar that taught me fiddle at the old-time jam. The bar that played opera on its jukebox, the bar that still believed in the buyback, the bar that all bars should be. And finally, on our comments page, I'd like to propose a toast. So long, Freddy's. I hardly even knew you. Actually, I'd never even heard of you, but 'tis a sad thing to lose a local watering hole. So probably a lot of you are thinking that right now, the many, many, many of you who never heard of Freddy's until all these people called in and wrote in to say goodbye to it. But goodbye, Freddy's, and we gather you are opening in a new place somewhere, so we'll look forward to where that is. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. Our Help Wanted editor is Annie Schreffler. Our 10 Questions That Count editor is Valerie Lipinski. We had intern help today from Chuni Chien and Amanda Reisman, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm raising a glass to y'all. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. I'm Brian Lehrer.